Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Sonoma County Hospice. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, Wednesdays at the Hospice House continues.
Yes, it does.
And for May 13th at Hospice of Petaluma, May 20th at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa, the theme is Death on Our Own Terms, and that's presented by Dr. Gary Johansson. Talk about that a little bit and what Dr. Johansson is going to be covering.
All eyes have been riveted lately on the case of the Brittany Menard, who was the cancer patient who decided to go to Oregon instead of staying here, basically so that she felt she had control over how her end of life looked. And I think what it stirs for us at hospice is, how do we have the conversations with one another so that we see a scope of options and choices at the end of life that include palliative care, that include hospice care, that perhaps include the right to choose for people as well. So really what we want to do is talk about it, have the conversations. There are two beautiful books out right now, Being Mortal and The Conversation, in which two physicians address the fact that we do not talk in this culture about our choices at end of life.
Do you think that California will end up adopting laws about end of life that that caused that woman and others too, I know, to go quickly to Oregon to spend their last few days?
Right. It seems that the tide is in favor once again. And again, I think that what we tend to miss in that conversation is addressing things like palliative care, like hospice care, the relief of suffering. You know, we tend to, as a culture, go from, I don't want to be in that position, so I need to figure out a right to choose, where there's a whole middle piece that we're not talking about necessarily.
There's been a lot of talk, and unfortunately, it's become a political football about death panels.
Yes, yes.
How sad it is to reduce it to that kind of a back and forth argumentation.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the decisions about end of life care are not easy. I have my own personal experiences with both my father, my mother, and my brother.
Me too.
And yet, I am ever grateful that I knew enough to ask the hospice question, to push the palliative care question, and all three of them died peaceful deaths with support of hospice. So,
what really is the best way for people to prepare that? I know that as a Kaiser member, that's very, very much spelled out on my terms.
Yes, yes. Again, I think advanced care planning, talking about our loved ones, about our wishes, and appointing somebody to speak for us if and when the time comes when we can no longer speak for ourselves. But really, revisiting and visiting our values over our time in life, and speaking to the quality of life that we'd like to enjoy if we have some say-so about that.
Dr. Johansson, is he is that his field, palliative care?
Yeah, he's definitely he has been a palliative care physician for most of his life, cutting edge palliative care, and also a hospice physician. And then he'll be joined by Dr. Steve Hadland at Memorial Hospice to address the same issue.
Sounds like good people and valuable information coming out there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you, Nina, for coming in. Let's tell people once again, this is a little complicated, so I've left enough time to do it. It's Death on Our Own Terms, about palliative care and about dying with dignity, if you like. It will be at Hospice of Petaluma, that's on Peyran Street in Petaluma, on May 13th between 7 and 9 p.m. And the next Wednesday, May 20th, at Memorial Hospice on College Avenue in Santa Rosa from 5 to 7 p.m. For more information, in Petaluma, the number 778-6242, in Santa Rosa, 584-1094, online, sonomacountyhospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.